Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another year where the Super Bowl commercials disappointed. I'm sitting there. I wrote down about 11 of them. Nothing like completely jumped off the screen. Troy has the reviews online. But more importantly, what did you think of them? 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. 877-881-1053. What was the best Super Bowl commercial, and what did you think of them overall?
Oh, man. Not very good. I thought the best one was Alexa.
Me too.
The Alexa one.
The Alexa replacement.
Yeah, where they had Anthony Hopkins and Cardi B. Doritos is undercover the best commercials every single year.
I agree.
And they had the Busta Rhymes and that little, the guy from Game of Thrones, whatever his
name. Peter Dinklage.
Whatever. And then they followed that up with Mountain Dew with Missy Elliott and Morgan Freeman.
At first I was like, this is a mistake in the programming. Why are you going to put two people impersonating a song on? Doesn't make any sense. And then you find out, boom. They're combined.
A lot of commercials last night. Obviously, it was the Super Bowl, but which ones were the best? I think you named a couple of them that you'll find on this list, as AdMeter has released the top five commercials from last night. Now, AdMeter, by the way, that is like the poll that is taken live during the game by USA Today that everyone goes to see what are the most popular commercials from the night. Now, number five on the list, it's the Toyota commercial. This is the first Toyota commercial in history, by the way, that had no cars in it. It's the one with the Paralympian that was born with no legs below the knee.
That was good.
Extremely inspirational. Extremely inspirational. Number four on the list for best Super Bowl commercial last night. Let's go! As you mentioned, Peter Dinklage along with Busta Rhymes and the Doritos commercial, which then morphed into the Mountain Dew commercial. Yeah. So those two shared the number four spot from last night.
I can get behind that.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely get behind
Very
that.
Good.
Now, number three, another one that was...
Now we know why Busta was out there on Radio Row. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Beefa.
All of them.
Man, Busta gained some weight.
He's busting out.
Man, he was busting out. Exactly. Number three on the list, AdMeter's best commercials from last night. Another tearjerker, Budweiser, placing third. This was the company's emergency water program commercial.
Yeah.
Where they changed everything up. So, you know.
Did I miss the Clydesdales, by the way?
No Clydesdales.
Yeah, it's not a Super Bowl without Clydesdales.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good commercial with the help.
Hey, listen, it's a win for Budweiser because they're not even the top three beers anymore, according to market research. They're the number four beer, best-selling beer in the country right now. So,
so maybe I'm just not understanding, but two of the top three commercials had commercials that have nothing to do with their product. So if Budweiser wants me to buy Budweiser, just make your beer better. Don't give me some sob story about water.
You are firing shots left and right this
serious.
Morning.
I'm not going to go buy. Nobody's going to go buy Budweiser because they make water.
No, but
no one's going to go.
No,
not one person is going to go buy Budweiser.
You know what? You're right, but you're going to subliminally think in your mind. You know, next time I go buy beer, hey, that's the company that helps out people in times of relief.
I am going to think that.
People,
but I'm
hearts.
Still going to go buy Coors Light instead.
Jeez.
Because it's a better beer.
You're just going after everyone.
Am I wrong? Are you going to go buy Budweiser
at
all because of this? No.
You're just angry. The top two commercials from last night, according to AdMeter, which did the live polling on USA Today. Number two, listen, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I thought the Giants were going to win the commercial war. The Eli Manning, Odell Beckham, Dirty Dancing commercial was amazing. But here's my question. What was it promoting?
Great question.
I have no idea. Was that the NFL?
Again,
NFL.com?
There was four of them. There was three Eli commercials,
Am I the only one that thought that the ending to these commercials cut off?
Yeah.
It was weird. The first one, I have no idea what it was either. But look, you can hate the Giants all you want, and they're my most hated team in sports, probably even over Filthy. Mm. But that was a great commercial with Odell. I'm just surprised. Never before has a team that sucks so much with the number two overall pick and a overrated quarterback on his way out with a diva wide receiver. By the way, not surprising that Odell would get involved in a commercial like that if he was going to get involved in one. Whoa. But how does that sorry team get so much play with commercials? Who decided to say, you know what? Let's take the second worst team in the league and let's put them right in this spot. Did you make these before the season started? Did you make these in the middle of the year?
Oh, you know who you sound like right now. Ew.
The Dallas Cowboys stink.
Why are the Cowboys on prime time?
Well, if the Cowboys are in prime time and they're 4-11, they shouldn't be on prime time.
That's true.
And the New York Giants shouldn't be getting Super Bowl commercials, especially Eli Manning, when you had a terrible, terrible season.
Well,
it was a good commercial, though.
Yeah, it was. It was embarrassing. I felt embarrassed for Eli having to dance. I felt bad for him. I'm like, man. I mean,
who would have thought he would have a better commercial than Peyton Manning? And he did.
He did.
Did Peyton even have one?
Yeah, he had one at like Disney or some resort thing.
Yeah, he was on a roller coaster going around. He hit his head on a park of 4 miles away.
Was I the only one that thought a lot of these commercials were going to be movies? Like, the production of it looked like a movie and then went to a commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Kenny Powers. I'd never know that guy's name. But the Australian, like, the ad for going to Australia.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was funny.
That was good. And by the way, a lot of movie trailers last night. Avengers, I mean, back and forth, Jurassic, all that stuff.
Han Solo.
But the number one commercial from last night, according to Ad Meter and USA Today, we've already mentioned it. In fact, we mentioned it last Friday when we said it would win. It was Amazon with Alexa.
Alexa, set the mood.
Now setting the mood. You're in the bush. And you're just so dirty. And you're so sweaty. It's because it's hot in that bush.
Alexa, rebush. Reboot.
Great.
That would make me, if I didn't already have Alexa, go out and get Alexa. Other ones that I wrote down. The Tide ad is getting humongous props.
Oh, with the white pants guy.
Clean.
Yeah, very cool.
If it's clean. And then they sit there and put a little seed in your mind. If there's any commercial that plays and they have clean clothes, it's got to be a Tide ad. So the Tide ad was very good. I wrote down, all right, what about Dilly Dilly?
Over it.
Over it. That was funny.
It was funny.
When the Bud Light dude went into the convenience store.
It was very funny. And I thought I guess it's the Game of Thrones style Dilly Dilly.
Yeah, the war.
The war one. That was
battle.
Pretty good. That was good. But I think Kavanaugh said it so much over the week at Super Bowl with KT that it's jaded me. I'm now over it. Although, it's cool to hear, like, because people now will take other words that have an LLY and then throw it in front of that.
I still don't understand what Dilly Dilly is. Is that the point? What does Dilly Dilly mean? I don't know what it means.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know
what
it means.
I'm about to do that research right there.
Well, I mean, none of us can name it instantly. Doesn't that say something? Danny DeVito M&Ms.
That was actually pretty good.
Yep.
It was pretty good. Danny DeVito just doesn't change.
He doesn't look human half the time.
No, he doesn't at all. I mean, that was actually a pretty good commercial. The commercial that is getting just completely destroyed today, left and right. Sorry, Dodge.
You don't have to know the theory of relativity to soar. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to soar. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love.
Martin Luther King's emotional and powerful words letting people know to go buy a Challenger.
I have to admit, in the moment, I did raise my eyebrow and I said out loud, oh, so Martin Luther King, like Dodge was his brand of choice. Seemed like a little disconnect there of using that to sell a car.
Everyone loves Dodge is a muscle car, man. Everyone loves a good muscle car. Mm. Dodge did this a couple years ago with Paul Harvey when he died.
Yeah, Paul Harvey did the So God Made a Farmer. That was one of his really well-known speeches that he did. And they did it with that one. That one's okay, but when you're using a figure like Dr. Martin Luther King to sell neons, It gives you the wrong take. However,
they make neons anymore.
However, not to defend Dodge here completely. I mean, the estate of MLK is the ones that have actually come out and said, we saw the commercial last week. Mm. We approved it.
Okay.
If they approved it. Yeah. Everyone right. else should probably approve it as well.
The movie trailer The Rock has, that skyscraper movie, Boss Man Spittle texted last night, said, this is Die Hard 5. I'm like, yes, I'm all in on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, with one leg.
Which is good because The Rock actually has a movie out that looks to be good, which the last few have not been, Jumanji. Mission Impossible, is this 4, 5, 6, whatever one it is? I've saw the first one was incredible. I haven't seen the rest of them, but I've heard good things. I can't wait for that Hulu show, classic Castle Rock. It's a Stephen King. Those are all the movie trailers that came out during this. A
lot of horror films.
Yeah.
A lot of horror previews that came out. How about Bleep Don't Stink? I thought that was pretty decent. But again, all right, grade the commercials. C minus. I'm going to go C minus at my highest. I could go D plus, but I'll go C minus to be nice.
Just because of how great Alexa was, I'm going to bump it to a C plus.
Okay.
Yeah, probably C plus. That wasn't great.
There's no commercial that's going to last with me more than 2 days. I'll forget 99% of these by Tuesday.
Yeah.
What about the blackout?
Huh, oh, the blackout commercial.
$5 million blackout.
What happened? I've always thought this, I should have said this before it ever happened. I've always thought this is the best premise for a commercial. Pay whatever, 30 seconds, black screen, make you go to your generator, make you see if a fuse blew in your house. The whole party gets blacked out. Maybe your TV just blew. And then, boom, for like 5 seconds, put up your brand, and then, boom, black it back out for 15 or 10 more seconds. That'd be the most memorable. That would be the most effective. There was no strategy behind it. NBC said we had a technical glitch. So there was no one that paid $5 million for 15 or 20 seconds of black.
Yeah, they said it was a local spot that was supposed to be inserted there. So, hey, someone in NBC5 just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark Fine.
NBC5, but I've always thought that would be the best. Just black it out. That will stop the entire room.
Yeah.
And then flash your ad up or your saying, and then boom, make it go away for another like 10 more seconds of black. And you want effective. You want to get someone's attention. Boom.
That totally would.
Right?
That totally would get the attention.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.